Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello, good day, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the country and around the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Indeed, you are what you eat, right? That's what they say. On today's topic, we are going to be talking about what tea can do for your tush. All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. And indeed, some of us are very conscious of it. Depending on where you are in the world, however, for the most part, we're pretty conscious, and we're people who like to look good, and we like to feel good. Who does not want to be healthy? I don't know anyone who does not want to be healthy, not on purpose anyway. So there are just some things that we can consume that can help us with our health, and today that one thing that we're going to be talking about is tea. Tea is a wonderful commodity. January is National Hot Tea Month. And if you haven't already made a resolution, you probably made one after all of those holiday sweets that you've eaten. For the most part, a lot of people make a resolution to lose weight year after year after year. But there's just a simple goal that you can incorporate each and every day that you are most likely to stick with. And, you know, they have benefits. It's wonderful benefits. It's simple. You know, the battle of the bulge is what we always talk about and we think about. And guess what? It can also increase your body's immunity to cold and flu. So tea, that's all it is. Nothing magical. Nothing you've never heard of. I don't think of anyone on the planet that's never heard of tea, but we can drink it. So many different types of tea with so many different benefits, but we're going to pretty much talk about what tea is. Where did it come from? You know, what varieties are there? Where does it grow? And we're going to talk about what tea can do for your tush. You know, basically your midsection, your waistline, your weight on a whole. What can tea do for you? Some fun facts coming from the Tea Association of the USA. These are just facts. It's the most widely consumed beverage in the world, next to water. And it can be found in almost 80% of all U.S. households. Almost 80%. That means there's some households out there that don't drink tea. Can you imagine that? Well, it's the only beverage commonly served hot or iced anytime, anywhere, for any occasion. It's an all-year-around drink or beverage. On any given day, over 158 million Americans are drinking tea. On any given day. That's a lot of tea. It's a lot of leaves. Well, most recently, Americans consumed over 80 billion, with a B, 80 billion servings of tea, or more than 3.6 billion gallons. About 84% of all tea consumed was black tea, 15% was green tea, and a small remaining amount was oolong, white, and dark tea. USA is the second largest importer of tea after Russia. Isn't that something you thought the Brits would take over this, huh? But guess not, USA beat them out. We beat them out. Approximately 4 in 5 consumers drink tea, with millennials being the most likely. Isn't that something? 87% of millennials drink tea. that is amazing. You'd think that they would drink more coffee than tea, but no, they drink tea. So on any given day, over one half of the American population drinks tea. On a regional basis, the South and the Northeast, that's where I live, have the greatest concentration of tea drinkers. So I can't speak for the South, but I can definitely speak for the Northeast. It's cold up here. And that's probably one of the reasons why they've made January a National Hot Tea Month. So it's cold up here, and who doesn't want something warm? If you don't drink coffee, some people don't even like the smell of coffee. You drink tea. Yes, so Northeast is up there with the greatest concentration of tea drinkers. How to consume it? Approximately 85% of tea consumed in America is iced. In America, not the Northeast. Iced. We can talk about the sales. And in the USA, most recently, U.S. tea imports were approximately 285 million pounds. That's a lot. If you've ever felt a tea leaf, it's not heavy. But 285 million pounds is a lot of tea, with an estimated retail value of approximately 10.8 billion, once again, with a B, U.S. dollar. That's a lot of tea. That's some expensive tea. Total hot tea sales have increased more than 17% over the last 5 years. Now, green tea is growing at a much higher rate than black tea. That's probably one of the reasons why that is because of all of the green tea data we receive and we hear, and they talk about green tea from, you know, different places, what it does for you. So it's probably one of the reasons why. And that's up more than 60% volume over the last 10 years. That's a lot. So different varieties of tea, black tea, green, oolong, dark, white, they all come from the same plant, a warm weather evergreen named Camellia sinensis. Differences among the five types of tea result from the various degrees of processing and the level of oxidation. So black tea is the fully oxidized one. It's fully oxidized, and oolong teas are partially oxidized. After withering and rolling, the tea leaves undergo natural chemical reactions resulting in taste and color changes, and that develop the tea's distinguishing characteristics. So for green and white teas that are not oxidized after leaf harvesting, that's why you see they're just that, green and white. Oolong tea is midway between black and green teas in strength and as color as well. Dark teas are fermented after manufacture. So where do you get the tea? Where do we get all this tea? Well, they certainly don't come from the USA, although we can grow tea leaves here, but much of the world's tea is grown in mountainous areas, 3,000 to 7,000 feet above sea level. You thought it was risky to mine diamonds, huh? They're situated between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn in mineral-rich and acidic soil. Leading tea-producing countries include Argentina, China, India, Indonesia, Japan, Kenya, Malawi, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, and Taiwan. Tea is nearly 5,000 years old. It was discovered in 2737 BC by Chinese Emperor Sheng Nung, also known as the Divine Healer. When, as legend goes, some tea leaves accidentally blew into the emperor's pot of boiling water. So, who knows? Who knows what happened? But indeed, that is the brief history of the tea. And on a healthy note, tea is refreshing. It has no sodium, no fat, no carbonation, no sugar. It's virtually calorie-free. It helps maintain proper fluid balance and may contribute to overall good health. It contains flavonoids. It depends on how you, where you live or what part of the country you live in. Naturally occurring compounds that are believed to have antioxidant properties. So indeed, tea does have antioxidants. The tea flavonoids often provide bioactive compounds that help to neutralize free radicals, which scientists believe over time damage elements in the body, such as genetic material and lipids, and contribute to chronic disease. Every day, new findings from the international scientific community lend credibility to tea's healthy properties. Recent research has explored the potential health attributes of tea through studies in humans, animal models, and through in vitro laboratory research. So for the most part, studies conducted on green and black tea, which are both from the Camellia sinensis plant, have yielded similar results. And let me just say that tea is great for different things. You know, we're going to talk about weight loss, but tea is great for diabetes and blood sugar. Catechins in the tea have been shown to help reduce blood sugar and provide insulin-boosting activity, which may be beneficial for people with both 1 and type 2 diabetes. You know, tea, it's a cancer-reducing beverage. More than 3,000 published research studies exist that evaluate the role tea, whether it's white or green, oolong or black, and tea compounds such as EGCG may play in cancers of various types. The study suggests that tea compounds have many mechanisms by which they provide chemo protection, reducing free radical and DNA damage, inhibiting uncontrolled cell growth, and boosting the immune system to help fend off development of promotion of cancer cells. So tea does wonderful things. Tea's role in cardiovascular health. Clinical studies suggest that the risk reduction associated with tea consumption may be due to improvement in some risk factors for cardiovascular disease, including blood vessel function, platelet function, and a reduction in oxidative damage. On and on, but tea is just a wonderful thing. If you haven't become a tea drinker, become a tea drinker today. And it's wonderful for your immune system. It contains a component, this is tea, it contains a component that can help the body ward off infection and disease, and that drinking tea may strengthen the immune system. These are researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard University is what they published. Tea does wonderful things. So what can it do for your tush? We're talking about weight and weight control and obesity and metabolism and body composition. Well, several studies suggest drinking calorie-free tea may help with weight management. Preliminary research suggests that tea flavonoids help elevate metabolic rate, increase fat oxidation, and improve insulin activity. Tea catechins can also provide modest shifts in metabolism that may improve weight loss and maintenance. So there are several key findings, but I'll just go through a few of them or a couple of them. Using the National Health and Nutrition Examination Surveys of 2003 to 2006, researchers identified a correlation between hot tea consumption and lower mean waist circumference and lower BMI among adult tea drinkers versus non-tea drinkers. In addition, hot tea drinkers, not iced tea with a whole load of white sugar, but hot tea drinkers had higher HDL, that's your good cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, lower C-reactive protein, and women had lower levels of triglycerides. So if that's not going to do something for your waist, then I don't know what will. Japanese researchers found that in a 12-week double-blind and placebo-controlled study, green tea catechins led to a reduction in body fat, blood pressure, and LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, compared to the control group that, you know, did something totally opposite. The author suggests that green tea catechins may help prevent obesity and reduce risk of cardiovascular disease. So the list goes on, and I'm not going to bore you with all the statistics. But I will say that there are studies that suggest that drinking calorie-free tea may help with weight management. Of course, preliminary research suggests that tea flavonoids help elevate metabolic rate. And in one review, researchers concluded that subjects consuming green tea and caffeine lost an average of 2.9 pounds within 12 weeks. Just by drinking tea, you do nothing else. You just drink hot tea. And can you imagine, like, say, okay, I lost a pound this month, I lost a pound last month. You're not going up, you're going down. I was saying that's so insignificant. But at the end of the year, if you're 12 pounds lighter, well, thank the tea. Thank the tea for doing nothing, just drinking hot tea. And that's, once again, it's just a small change we can make to our daily routine that is not mind-boggling. It's not rocket science. It's not frustrating. You know, you don't have to worry about adding something or purchasing something that's expensive. Tea is very inexpensive, and you can make yourself several cups of tea, depending on what type of tea you get, if you get it in single packets or, you know, the box of loose tea. But there's just so many ways and reasons to be drinking tea, ways in which that will help you with your health. And within the 12 weeks, the results of another meta-analysis suggest the increase in caloric expenditure is equal to about 100 calories over a 24-hour period. So 100 calories less in one day, it adds up. The weight loss benefits of tea vary based on many factors, but studies have found benefits with the equivalent of as little as 2.5 cups of green tea on a daily basis. So I drink a lot of tea, especially this time of year, hot tea, of course. It is cold in the Northeast. It's going to be getting colder, maybe experiencing a nor'easter this coming weekend. But, you know, tea is wonderful, and all different types of tea I have. I don't even want to begin to name them, but I have lots of tea, lots and lots of tea. And in the summertime, I grow mint tea leaves in my backyard. So I use a lot of that season. I clip them all off, you know, wash them, set them to dry, and I've got tea for months and years to come, dry tea leaves. So as far as caffeine is concerned, tea is naturally very low in caffeine. A cup of black tea, for example, contains about 40 milligrams of caffeine. And the cost per serving, like I said before, is very inexpensive. Prepared in the home, yeah, you're not going to some famous, store to purchase your tea. None of those franchise places, you know what I'm talking about. Prepared in the home, tea costs about 3 cents per serving. Okay, copper glass, whatever you want to, wherever you want to put it, and it continues to remain one of the most economical beverages available. There's so much you can do with tea, and if you want to sweeten the tea, I recommend raw honey or stevia. But if you have white sugar in your home, get rid of it first of all. Don't use it; it is so processed and so not good for your waistline or your tush, for that matter. So we want to get rid of the things that are doing us harm and implement and incorporate those that will do us better. So if you want to sweeten your tea on occasions, I have learned to drink tea without any sugar whatsoever. I've been doing that for years now. And it's wonderful. You can actually taste the tea as opposed to it being overwhelmed with so much sugar or sweetener. So get rid of, you know, the white sugar and all that. Even the quote-unquote brown sugar that they say is brown, but only molasses makes it brown. I want to get rid of that, too, that packed sugar that says brown sugar. Well, the color is yes, but, you know, essentially it's very processed. And when you want to lose weight or if you want to maintain your weight, sugar is one of the things, one of the first ingredients you need to get rid of. Just get rid of. Don't go cold turkey. Try, you know, take little steps as opposed to 2 teaspoons of honey, use 1. And then, you know, wean yourself off of the sweetener, and you'll see, trust me, you'll like it. And when you add it back in after a certain period of time, you're like, ooh, I can't drink it like that anymore. And I'm speaking from experience. I was a heavy hot beverage drinker, and I still am, but with white sugar, and no more for years. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. So tea is the smart choice for today and the millennium. Now, here are some key things that you need to remember. It's high in antioxidants, phytochemicals, flavonoids, flavanols, EGCG, which is catechin in green and black teas. It's a strong antioxidant. And theanine, an amino acid commonly found in tea that can cross the blood-brain barrier, therefore has psychoactive properties. may even reduce mental and physical stress and, you know, produce feelings of relaxation by increasing levels of GABA, G-A-B-A, that's gamma acid, serotonin, dopamine, and alpha wave activity. Now, if you want to go to sleep, if you want to relax at night, get yourself some chamomile tea. You want to stay alert, get yourself some peppermint tea. If you're having, you know, stomach ailments, get yourself some ginger tea. There, and by the way, ginger is not made from leaves, we know that, but you can make yourself any form of hot tea for any reason. And there are just so many different ways out there that can help us. But on this National Hot Tea Month, just remember that tea is wonderful for you. There was another study conducted on healthy young men who ate a typical Western diet for 6 weeks. And the study participants also consumed one of the following with each of their three daily meals. The equivalent of 1 cup of green tea plus 50 milligrams of caffeine, 50 milligrams of caffeine only, and a placebo. So the first one, the men in group A, that's the equivalent of 1 cup of green tea plus 50 milligrams of caffeine. The men in group A who consumed the equivalent of 3 cups of green tea per day showed a significant increase in the number of calories they used in a 24-hour period over either the other groups, B or C, and group B is 50 milligrams of caffeine only, and group C is a placebo. This increased calorie burn resulted in more fats being metabolized by the body for energy. So there's another study published in the International Journal of Obesity, suggests that tea catechins may help resist onset of obesity. Conducted by Japanese researchers, the study compared the body weight and fat mass of mice who had eaten either a low-fat or high-fat diet, had exercise or had no exercise, had consumed tea catechins or had not consumed tea catechins, resulting in those mice consuming a high-fat diet and tea catechins but not exercising showed a reduced fat accumulation of 18%. B, those mice consuming a high-fat diet that exercised but did not consume tea catechins had only a reduced fat accumulation of 14%. And C, those mice consuming a high-fat diet and tea catechins that exercised showed a reduced fat accumulation of 33%. So get yourself some hot tea and get yourself some exercise. That'll work. What a wonderful combination. So, and I mentioned it before, but it can ward off viral infections. Just drink tea. You'll feel better than your coffee-drinking counterpart because sometimes you drink coffee and, yeah, the caffeine will keep you alert, but some people get really groggy and grumpy. Research reported in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that people who drank cups of black tea per day produced 5 times the amount of germ-fighting cells than those who drank coffee, suggesting that tea drinkers have more ability to fight viral infections such as colds and flu than non-tea drinkers. So, January's National Hot Tea Month, let it serve as a reminder to do something healthy for yourself. Pour yourself a hot cup of tea. And it will provide you with a variety of health benefits. It'll help with your weight loss aid, or your tush for that matter, and it'll also help ward off persistent cold and flu germs. So here's to drinking some more tea. What more can you ask for in a beverage? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So get yourself some tea. Just go to the tea aisle and you'll probably be overwhelmed, but start with something simple. Start with green tea, plain green tea. And if you want to do something, you know, that's good for, it smells wonderful, the aroma, try some peppermint tea. If you're not feeling too well, get yourself some ginger tea. If you want to relax, get yourself some chamomile tea. There are so many teas out there, but keep it simple. Depending on how you feel, do your research and drink yourself some hot tea. I hope you've learned wonderful things that tea can do for your tush. So on today's Wednesday's word comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelist Association, the real you, the real you. For he knoweth our frame. Psalm 103:14. It is significant that our first astronauts, while being trained for their moon flights, were required to give 20 answers to the query, "Who are you?" Take the same test yourself. When you have made your list and run out of things to add, ask yourself if you have truly answered. Do you really know who you are? Scientists agree that our desperate search leads all humans to seek heroes and to imitate others, to paste bits and pieces of other people on ourselves. We make love as some actor would. We play golf in the style of Jack Nicklaus. Part of this process is natural, for we learn by imitating others. The tragedy is that the person we assemble is not genuine. Who am I? You cry as you roam the world looking for yourself. Consider this. There are three of you. There is a person you think you are. There is a person others think you are. There is a person God knows you are and can be through Christ. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless all of you. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and even on Pinterest. Look me up. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. And go get yourself a drink of hot tea. God bless you. Until next time. Bye-bye.